The next patient is Melissa Thompson. The last name is Thompson. Melissa, Melissa. 54-year-old white female that is following the hospital, the clinic, because of presence of the CKD stage 4. The patient has been admitted to the hospital several times with severe prurinal azotemia. The patient has a colectomy related to Crohn's disease and a very high output ileostomy. It seems to me that this time the patient understood that she has to compensate the losses of the fluids in the ileostomy, and she has been able to maintain her body weight. At the present time, it's 205 pounds. In the laboratory workup, we noticed that the serum creatinine is coming down to 2.4 milligrams per gram of creatinine with a BUN that is 37, an estimated GFR of 23 mLs per minute. The excretion of protein or protein creatinine ratio is 194 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, this is in better condition. Following number, the patient has a non-obstructive nephrolithiasis that is being attended by the urologist in Lake Wales, W-A-L-E-S. Following number, history of hepatitis C that has been treated. Following number, the patient has a very low level of vitamin D, and we are going to increase the vitamin D supplementation to 5,000 units on daily basis. Following number, single kidney, the right kidney was removed. Following number, hyperuricemia, despite the fact that she doesn't have a severe prurinal azotemia, in view of the presence of kidney stones, CKD4, we are going to start the patient on allopurinol 300 milligrams every day because the hemoglobin A1C is more than 9. Paragraph. We invest 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 17 minutes, documentation, 7 minutes,